Okay, you're listening to Avav Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, and we're also going to do Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. However, we're first going to start on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph at the bottom, about 5 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, we're going to the rest of Bnei Chabura Shohi Mesubin. You have a group of people who are Mesubin. Does not necessarily mean on Pesach. It was a common thing to be mesubin, to be reclining and having a suda together. The kaddish al alehen hayom, and the day was sanctified on them, meaning it became Shabbos there. So they're having an Erev Shabbos suda. You can't imagine something like this, but they're having an Erev Shabbos suda. And then all of a sudden they come Shabbos. So Mivin lo kos shal yayin. They bring for him a kos of yayin. V'omer alav kiddushas hayom. And he should say a kiddush on it. V'sheni omer alav birchas hamazon. And then they bring out a second kos for him. And then he's going to say birchas hamazon on a kos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, we see over here, like Rabbi Yehuda l'shita. So you interrupt your suda. You do kiddush right now. Right, Rabbi Yossi says you can continue. So let's see, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ochav Holichad Shetechshach, you can eat and go on until it gets dark, and then when you're done, Gamru, you're finished with your suda. Kos Rishon Mavarech Alav Berachas Hamazon. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to end your completely end your suda, have the kos on Berachas Hamazon. Vasheni, and then it's time for Kiddush. Omer, Alav Kiddushas Hayom. So now the Gemara asks, Am I? Why are we doing these two kosas? Why don't you say both of them on one kos? Now, Rashbam here notes, that this is, not over there. Where is it? This is really only a question for Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda wants there to be a separation. He requires Akiras HaShulchan, not just Horis Mapa, right? Akiras HaShulchan, you take away the table. So clearly, it makes sense that he would say, separate it, and you know, you would have you would say Kiddush, and then after you continue your meal, then you would bench on a separate coast. That makes sense that you do two coasts. But according to Biyosi, why don't you do it achadakasa? Well, we have a rule, we don't say two kedushos. Interesting lesson of Kedusha. Rashbam, Rashi, I think, also says over here, it's just Rashbam, that benching alakos is also like a type of Kedusha. It's like a Kiddush, kind of. So we don't say two Kedushos alakos echad. My time, okay, why not? Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, lefisha ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. This is a principle we've seen elsewhere. We've seen in Mor Katan. We see this that we don't like to make mitzvos as bundles, meaning we don't like to make it look like we're bundling mitzvos together as if it's a masoy, as if it's, let's kill two birds with one stone. Like, I mean, that's exactly what we're, right? Yeah. Let's kill two birds with one stone. We gotta bench alakos, we gotta say kiddush alakos, let's make it, it's lack of kavod to the mitzvos to make no chavilos. Below, do we really not do that? V'hol tanya, but we learned in a braisa, quoting this in brachos. Yep, quite a while back. Then Maseches Brachos Hanichnas the Beiso b'Motzei Shabbos. Somebody who enters his house on Motzei Shabbos, Mevarech Al Yayin V'Al Ma'or V'Al B'Samim. He's going to make the bracha of the Rain Havdalah. He's going to do it on first wine and Eish and B'Samim. Don't worry about the order for now. V'Acharkach Omer Havdalah Al Kos. And then you're going to say Havdalah Al Kos. V'Im Ein Lo El Kos Echad. And if you only have one Kos, Manicho la'achar hamazon. So you're going to actually leave it until after benching, because you have to bench. U'mashal shalon kulon la'acharav. And you're going to then like chain them all together, meaning you're going to connect them all together. So if you only have one kos, you're going to do havdalah and benching on this one kos. So you told me I'm not let enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos, and I don't say k'du shosal kos echad. But over here we have a braisa that explicitly tells us you do. Gemara responds, Ein lo shani. If it's Ein lo, that's different. If he doesn't have, you have no other option, then yes. Like that, so that price is where you only had one coast. That's explicit. However, over here, where we're talking about, where you have two kosos, so yeah, for sure, you should not do two kosos, two kedushas on one coast, if you have a second coast. Gemara says, oh yeah? V'ha yom tov shechol yos achar ha-shabbis. But whatever. But Yom Tov that falls out after Shabbos, meaning Yom Tov that falls out on Sunday, to Islay, and you have wine, Vama Rav, and Rav nevertheless says, what's called Yikneh, or Yaknah, Yikneh, right? Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. He says, Rav says that the order would be Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. Amri Midalo Amar Zman. But hold on. This is talking about Shabbos going into Yontif. From the fact that we didn't mention Zman in this thing, right? Like, we didn't say Yak Nahaz or Yak Zana or what, anything like that. There was no mention of Zman, Shechianu. So, Amar Zman, so Midol Amar Zman, Michlal de Shvi Shal Pesach Haskinan. That implies that it's Shvi Shal Pesach. Dechol Mai Dehavale Achile. Meaning that this teaching of Rav is Yak Naha takes place after all the resources were used up.
Four cups of wine,
and then whatever you had for Chol Moed, right? This is clearly a case of Kosechad. So that's why. So we see that really that this case over here, we said, oh look, Rav says Yakna, right? Yakna, that we put Kiddush and Havdalah on the same coast. So we say, hold on, you see over here, you put Kiddush and Havdalah on the same coast. We respond, yeah, but he didn't say Zman. Meaning this is at the end of Pesach, which is probably a case where he ran out. Meaning he only has Kosechad. So this is a case of Ein Lo, which we said Ein Lo Shani. So Dechom HaDehavale Achile Vilisle. No, wait, hold on. V'ha Yom Tov Rishon De'isle. But hold on. Even if it was the first day of Yontif, where he has V'yamar Abaye and Rashbam, I think, over here is the one who points out, actually both Rashi and Rashbam do, that everybody has for the first days of Pesach. Right? As our Mishnah said, that even an Ani Shabi Yisrael, lo yifchasu lo midal kosos, that we make sure that every Ani has at least four kosos. So you for sure have the first days, and Va'amar Abaye, Yakzana, V'Rava Amar Yaknahaz. And Abaye says, you do Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah, V'Rava Amar Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zman. So we see over here that the fact that there's something called Yaknahaz or Yakzana, and that takes place at the beginning of Pesach, where you for sure have, it's not a case of Ein Lo, you for sure have extra kosos, yet we put Kiddush and Havdalah on the same coast. So we do put two Kiddushos on one coast. What about in Mitzvahs? What we do? You're going to respond, Elo Havdalah v'Kiddush Chada Mil Sehin. Havdalah and Kiddush are actually one, they're one same theme. Berachas HaMazon v'Kiddush Trei Milin Inu. Berachas HaMazon and Kiddush are completely different. Kiddush is a sanctification of the day. Berachas HaMazon is grace after meals, thanking God for the food you had. The way Rashi and Rashbam put it, Havdalah, first of all, even in the Havdalah, that you a regular Havdalah, Masai Shabbos, you mention, just Kiddush of Kodesh, Ben Kodesh Lachol, and it's clearly the theme of the sanctification of the day, Kiddush and Havdalah. So, L'maisa, L'chadchila, it sounds like we would put Kiddush and Havdalah together, even if you have many kosos. It's the same theme that's all on one kos. Birchas HaMazon ideally would be separated in different kos unless it's a case of Ein Lo, in which then you would prefer to do both of those mitzvahs over a kos rather than separate them because of some mitzvahs chvilas. Okay, gufa. So that itself, let's take a look at this discussion. Let's break it down. Yaknahaz Rav said Yakna. So let's see. Yom Tov Shechol Yosachar Shabbos, Yom Tov that falls out on Sunday, and now we're talking about the Havdalah Motzai Shabbos. Now it's a Havdalah being Kodesh of a higher level to a lower level. So how do we do that process? We have to do Kiddush for Yom Tov, but you also have to do Havdalah for Shabbos. Rav Amar Yakna, Shmuel Amar Yanhak. Rav says that you do Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. Shmuel says Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush. Now Rashbam, there's a lot of Rashbam here, and see on the next time, but also quite a bit of Rashbam. I'm going to do two more lines in the Gemara, and then we'll go out and go back and explain a little bit. V'rabba amar Yahanak, V'levi amar Kanya, V'rabbanan amri Kina, Mar berei d'rabbana amar Nikia, Marta amar mishmed Rabbi Yeshua Nihak. And we'll see Rashbam says this actually not Nihak, it's Nahik. He mixes up the yid and the hay. He says that's the correct Girsa. Okay, so we have a lot, quite a few opinions here. Right, yeah, so we have some of them are words, right? He will acquire or acquisition. And some of them, and jealousy, kina, right? And then lamentation, and not a lamentation. How do you say kina? Kinos. No. Is it a lamentation? How do you translate kinos? Eicha is lamentation. Just kina. Okay. Whatever it is. And it's not the word. These are just simanim. So now, let's go back. So what's the svara for Rav, for Shmuel? So Rashbam explains, like looking at Yakna for Rav or at first. So we have Yayin, then Kiddush, and Ner and Havdalah. So Ner and Havdalah always go together. And Rav prefers to do Kiddush before Havdalah. Shmuel also will have the Yayin first. They're based on the sheet of Hillel against Beis Shammai, which is basically say that Tadir Shein Tadir Tadir Kodem. They actually give basically two svaras there in Brachos, but that wine will go first. Okay, so they both agree that Yayin is first, and they disagree. Should we do Havdalah before Kiddush or Kiddush before Havdalah? What would you say, Misvara? Right. So we're going to bring a mashal in human relations for that svara. That's going to be Shmuel, why he says Ner Havdalah, and then Kiddush. Sorry? Yeah, Ner Havdalah, and then Kiddush. However, Rav says that we want to... Is there two svaras? Could be two svaras of Rav. First of all, yeah. So the first svara Rashbam says is that kedusha, that kiddush is greater than havdalah. It's a holier thing. So therefore, kiddush is going to go first. And the second svara, which then seems to be supported by Rashi, which is that we don't want it to look like we don't like Shabbos. So we'd like to keep Shabbos as long as possible. Which is also we have a discussion by Hadlakas Nero, some Menorah, Mitzvah Shabbos, there's such a discussion there as well, which we should do first to make more sense to do this, but we don't want to rush out of Shabbos, we want to extend Shabbos as much as possible. So that's the second Svara for Rav given by Rashbam, the one that Rashi seems to prefer. Shmuel, however, is basically as we said. So that's where they differ. The Rabba Amar Yahanak. Rabba says it's going to be Yayin, Havdalah, Ner, and Kiddush. So he agrees that Yayin should be first. He agrees, mostly with Shmuel, to do Havdalah before Kiddush. I think that's it. But however, he holds a little bit like Rashbam. Sorry, but not like Rashbam. Rashbam explains that he holds a little bit like Rav, that he says that it's to have Havdalah and Kiddush back-to-back is almost contradictory, right? Where you have this like this Havdalah ben kodesh, like, okay, we're done with the kedusha, but then you're sanctifying it as if there's kedusha now, so it kind of like weakens the impact putting it back to back. It's like a little bit too contradictory for our taste, so we'd like to separate it by Ner. That's at least one svar in the Rashbam. The Levi Amar Kanya. So Levi says that so you should do Kiddush first, and holding like the svara that we said of Rav, that we like to do Kiddush before, we prefer to do Kiddush before Havdalah, and I think he says that he wants I think Rashbam said that he prefers that Yayin and Havdalah be associated with each other because it's much more important to have the Yayin connected to the Havdalah and not the Kiddush, because Kiddush could technically be done over bread. But Yayin, the Havdalah needs to be over Yayin, so in order to do that, we put the Yayin just before the Havdalah. Rabbanan Amri Kina, they say that no, it's Kiddush before Yayin near Havdalah. And basically, it's just mix and matching the different svaras that we've said. But that Kiddush would be first, and then Yayin near Havdalah. Okay, what does that do? We want to separate over here. We want to separate between the Kiddush and the Havdalah, as we said. We want the yain to still be associated with the Kiddush. Marbrei de Rabbana Amar Nikia, that it's going to be Ner first, and then Kiddush, and then yain and Havdalah, so that the yain could be associated with both Kiddush and Havdalah, but you don't need yain for Ner, right? If you see Ner, you can just say it doesn't have to be part of the Havdalah process, technically. So we don't need that there. Okay, Marta, remember Shmei Rabbi Yeshua Nihak, and again Rashbam says it's Nahik, it's Ner and then Havdalah as we normally have, and then Yayin and Kiddush. So that Yayin again is both juxtaposed with Kiddush and Havdalah, but we do Havdalah before the Kiddush, as would make sense. And Shalach Le'avua DeShmuel LeRebbe. So Shmuel's father sent a message to Rebbe. Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu Seder Havdalah Hayach. Our teacher teach us how to do the Seder Havdalah. Like, what's the order? Shalach Le Kacham Rebbe. It was sent Rebbe Shmuel by Rebbe Yossi. Shomer Mishum Aviv. This is what Rebbe Yossi. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi said in the name of Rabbi Yossi, his father, the great Rabbi Yossi. Sha'amar, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. This is the Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah. So what did he say? The following is Nahik, which is the way Rashbam understood that Nihak above. Right? Same one. Nahik. And Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and Rabbi Chanina gave a mashal for this shita. L'melech shiotze v'aparchos nichnas. That if a king, you had a king as a guest, and he's leaving now, and it happens to be that there's a governor coming in. So malavin es melech, first you escort the king out, v'acharchach yotzen l'kras v'aparchos, and then you go to get the governor. Shabbos is a king. Shabbos Malka, queen, yeah, whatever it is, right? Shabbos is that, compared to the governor at least. And Yom Tov is the governor, so you walk out Shabbos first, you do Malava Malka, right? You walk out the king, and then you greet the governor, so you do Havdalah before Kiddush. My Havila, so Nunu, Lahalach, what do we say? Not like that. Abaye Amar, Yak Zana, Varava Amar, Yak Nahaz. So if you just ignore the Zion for a moment, the Zman, both of them say Yakna. Both of them say Yakna.
Right.
Like Rav. That we, which is as we do, that more important than that mashal for us, seemingly, was that either the greatness of Kiddush over Havdalah, as Rashbam explained, or that we just want to extend Shabbos as much as possible. We don't want to look like we want to get Shabbos out of here. So we're saying, Your Majesty, please, I want to welcome him in, but I don't want to kick you out. So you know, like something more like that. If you plug it back into the mashal.
Gotcha.
Okay, and now by and Rabbo, usually how do we hold? Hilchasaka Rava, Yak Nahaz, which we do not have. Right, we have Yom Tov Shabbos.
Yom Tov Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay, so Yom Tov Shabbos. Yeah, so we don't have Yak Nahaz this year. There's no Havdalah after Yom Tov when you go into Shabbos. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla lebei Rava. Rav Huna bar Yehuda went to visit Rava. Aisu l'kamayhu ma'or b'samim. They brought out the Nair and the b'samim. Baruch Rava b'samim b'reish of Ahadar ama'or. He first made a bracha on the b'samim and then did it on the candle. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Same b'samim b'samim before b'samim b'reish. Amar lei, v'ha bein b'shamay u'bein b'shillel ma'or b'reish of Ahadar b'samim. But hold on. B'shamay and b'shillel agree that the order is eish before b'samim. Umayhi, where do we see that Beis Shammai say? Oh, it's not as we learned to the Mishnah Brachos. Beis Shammai Omrim Ner Umazon B'Samim B'Havdalah. This is a case Rashi and Rashbam point out where you only had one thing, where you only had one coast, and you're joining Brachos Mazon together. But it's Ner Umazon B'Samim B'Havdalah. Ner precedes B'Samim. Beis Shammai Omrim Ner B'Samim Umazon B'Havdalah. Again, Ner precedes B'Samim. Ani Rava Basurei. Rava responded to him. Zu divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's version of this Mishnah. Aval Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to see the bonus edition, you have to pay a little extra for that. But Omer, lo nechlechu b'shamim b'shillel al hamazon shehu b'tchila v'al havdalah shehi basof. That b'shamim b'shillel agree that that mazon is first and havdalah is, so they only argue about that, about whether Muslim goes first or Havdalah is at the end. Alma nechleku, alma. Oh, sorry, no. They agree that Muslim is first and Havdalah is at the end. What did Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about? They argued particularly about this halacha that you said that Reb Meir says Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that the order is Eish before Besamim, but Rabbi Yehuda says no. Their machlokus was precisely that point. Not they don't agree on that. And Beis Shammai omer Maor v'achar kach Besamim. Beis Hillel omer Besamim v'achar kach Maor. Beis Shammai say you do Eish first, and Beis Hillel say you do Besamim first. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nagua am kebeis Hillel, v'libad Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yochanan said, it's funny, like we use this lashon, that the am was knowing to be like Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Yehuda. In general, when we have machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whom do we hold like? Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whom do we hold like? Beis Hillel. And in general, when we have machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We mentioned back in Erevin, that Rabbi Meir basically always loses on Gimel and Erevin. We learned that because he was just like so beyond everybody else. Remember, he would like explain things in certain. He would explain like things in both ways that the Chacham were like he was like talking circles around the Chacham. They couldn't understand because he was so good at playing devil's advocate that they couldn't tell what he actually held. So they were so like thrown off. Rabbi Yossi like always wins because he has Numuko Imo. He has his like proofs with him and his supports with him. Rabbi Yehuda. And he loses to Rabbi Yossi, but he typically will beat out Rabbi Meir. This is what we learned there. So over here, it makes sense. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds like Beis Hillel, and therefore, as we do, Nair comes after Besamim. Okay, I think one more story, two more stories. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba ikla lebe Rava. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba visited Rava. Chazeh devarich bori peregaf en akasa kama. He saw him making a brei per gafan on one coast, right? He made kiddush. And then he made a v'ishti. And then at the end, he benched and he made a new bracha on the second cup of wine and he drank. Amar Leh, so he said to him, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba said to him, Alam Allah Kulei Hai, why do you need all this? Habarich Len Mar Chad Zimna, you already made a hagafen on the first coast, why did you make it on the second one? Rabbi can't catch a break. He's just inviting all these guests and everyone keeps challenging him in his practices. By the way, this even though it feels like, okay, it's not so Pesach related, it's actually very related to the discussion of the Dal Kosos and making the brachos on them. L'halacha, Svardim hold that you only make a bracha on the first kos and the third kos. Hagafen, at least Hagafen, right.
Kiddush and benching.
Yeah, because by the second kos,
still, yeah, I always wonder that.
Second coast, like we're still in the first Hagafen. We never said Al Gafen, we never benched, we didn't do anything to interrupt. So is it a Hesach Hadas? Is the Magid a Hesach? It's a lot of talking. So maybe it's a Hesach Hadas. That's part of why Ashkenazim would probably do four. But this discussion is actually quite related. Omar Le. So he said, "Ki avina bebe reish galusa." So when we were by the reish galusa, right? The exilar kachi avdina. This is what we did. Amar lei. So Rav Yaakov Bar Abba said, "It's different there." Tinach be reish galusa. Granted, leave it. That's not a good point. By the reish galusa, the hachi avid. This is what it was done. The suffik maisilan, suffik lo maisilan. Because when you're at the reish galusa's house, you never know what's going to happen. You don't know, are they going to bring some? Meaning you don't. You're not in charge of the menu. You don't know if they're going to bring out a glass of wine. So you might think that this is my... So even if they bring out a second coast for benching, you didn't know at the time of the first coast that they would actually bring a coast for benching, so you didn't have it in mind. Ha ha, but here, it's your house. There's a coast placed in front of us with Datan and Leve, and so you knew about it. You knew this cup. So your Hagafen on the first thing, on your kiddush, should cover the you bench ala coast, but you shouldn't say a guffin on the coast after benching. Amarle, he said, Ana avdi kitamide de Rav. I'm going according to the tamidim of Rav. De Rav Bruna v'Rav Chananel tamide de Rav have a yasri v'suda. So that Rav Bruna and Rav Chananel were the tamidim of Rav, and they were sitting in a suda. Koy alahu Rav Yeba Saba. Rav Yeba Saba was standing over them. Rashi and Rashbam say Mishamish Alayhi, he was like serving them, attending them. He was like a waiter here. Amar Leh, they said to him, Amru Leh, Havlan v'nivrich, bring us some wine, and we're going to bench. Lesof Amru Leh, then they changed their mind. They said to him, Havlan v'nishti, actually you're going to bring us some more wine. We're going to drink for a little bit. Amar Lehu, he said to them, Hachi Amar Rav, this is what Rav said, Kevan Damritu Havlan V'Nivrich, since you said, basically, Rabbi Sain of Arech, you know, like, bring us and we're going to bench now, once you made that declaration, we're going to bench. itzara lechul mishti. You're not allowed to drink anymore. Rashi and Rashbam clarify, you're not allowed to drink without a new bracha. My time, why? Because you had a hesach adas. Once you ended your meal in your mind, so that's not going to cover any more kosos. So once you bench, so we learn from Rav, from the story, that Rav holds that once you bench, that's a hesach adas from any bracha rishona you previously made. So when Rava made a bracha on wine by Kiddush, And then he eats his meal, and then he benches. The bracha rishona of the Bar Pirei Gavin from Kiddush is closed, right? Once you bench, it's closed. I ended that suda, and therefore, if I make now that I have a kos for benching, I have to make a new hagavin on that, which is of course how we hold. Right? Whenever you have a suda, if anyone benches ala kos, of course they make a new hagavin because the birchas amazon was a hesach adas and it was closed up the bracha rishona of hagavin from Kiddush.